Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Cartier Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ECR. Also for everyone down in the US, you can find the symbol ECRFF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Philippe Cloutier. Cartier is focused in Quebec. The company has a handful of projects, but the focus here is going to be on the Chimo Mine project and this acquisition through O3 Mining of this East Cadillac property that is contiguous with this Chimo Mine property. It greatly expands the company's land position. Cartier has the largest land position east of Val-d'Or. This acquisition does also increase the project's underlying resource base. Philippe, let's start there. Take us through what the resource is now at this Chimo Mine property, the all combined one now, please.
Oh, yeah. Right now, if we use what we've just acquired, the ounces that we've just acquired, and we use the mineral resource estimate parameters, it brings our ounce count to 2.2 million ounces consolidated. But keep in mind that at Chimo Mine, we had infrastructure, underground infrastructure, a shaft and drifts, and a lot of ounces. We had 2 million ounces, right? So we were able to use parameters, cutoff grade parameters, and so on and so forth, that our neighbors, our former neighbors, were not inclined to use because they had a smallish resource. Now, if you take their resource and you apply the same parameters that we have, because this resource block is, you know, barely 450 meters immediately to the east and relatively shallow, then we're going to have some very significant surprises. So while we were doing the due diligence, we commandeered an internal resource estimate, and I believe we're going to make that official launch in the next weeks. But I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, that it chalks it up to about, I don't know, maybe 300,000 to 400,000 ounces. And then when you add that to our 2 million ounces, well, you're going to be almost nearly 2.4. That's what I'm hoping. Now, since we're targeting with this next drill program to get past the 3 million ounce mark, you got to understand that with almost 75% of the race completed, it's not going to be difficult to get over that 3 million ounce mark. So it's a very good deal for us right now.
Well, Philippe, Chimo was already a big project, but it just got bigger, and not just in resources, but also in the land positions. I imagine there's still a lot of exploration to help grow it towards that target of 3 million ounces. But could walk people through that may not be familiar with the work O3 Mining was doing on the property. I know they were doing more reconnaissance drilling, but how many meters did they drill? What kind of work did they do? What kind of work are you inheriting on the project that you've just acquired?
Listen, O3 had very recently completed about 20,000 meters. More reconnaissance type drilling, especially on five very distinct sectors that surround the Chimo Mine project 2 million ounce resource base. And they were quite successful at demonstrating that this stuff continues to have legs. So they did 20,000 meters over a 5 kilometer stretch on five distinct zones. The other thing is they were doing that on the back end of what Chalice Gold Mines had done. And their work had been much more regional, right? Because Chimo sits on the Larder Lake Cadillac Fault, right? With volcanics to the north, sediments to the south. We've grown the project from 300 hectares to 30,000 hectares, a 100-fold increase. Now, with the 100-fold increase comes areas that have Canadian Malartic-type potential in the sediments. We have Kena type, West Zone type, El Dorado type, or Lapa type mineralization elsewhere along the property. It is a sizable order for us to tackle in the near term. So understand that we're going to start growing the resources immediately, lower risk, high reward, invest our money on the border zone, the former border zone, and grow our resources there. And within a year, we're going to branch out and try to go for these elephant country type targets, you know, in the sediments and volcanics. But where we think we're going to reward our investors in the short term is bringing up that ounce count, getting the PEA across the finish line, and that's it.
So, Philippe, when it comes to the exploration, then will we get more information on some of these targets before the drill starts turning, or is that drill pretty much heading to site, as you said, immediately?
When we did, while we were doing the due diligence, we were basically finalizing the drill targeting and the drill program. The permitting for that is going to be leaving our office pretty soon, so we have to wait for an extra month, a month and a half to get those in. And then when that's in, our field preparation is going to start. So I would think sometime in the midsummer, the drills will be turning. We're going to start with two rigs and then move to a third rig. The initial budget is very smallish, maybe $6 or $7 million, and then we're hoping to ramp that up. And we're going to be drilling solid till next, till Christmas 2023 almost.
Well, Philippe, another thing that has me interested is whenever there's two properties that two different companies are working on, there's always that gap area between the two where the property boundary is. I would imagine that that would be a high priority target just to start looking at the area that connects the two deposits. Is that going to be one of the focuses?
It's exactly what happens in our industry. You tend to avoid drilling too close to each other's boundaries. We've blown away those boundaries. We've taken away those limits, and that is exactly where we count on building additional ounces. We're going to keep building ounces, shallow ounces, on the former Chimo property. We're going to explode and build more ounces on the immediate former boundary zones, so to speak. There are no boundaries anymore. It's a 100% owned Cartier Resources property, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. But I think you put the finger right on the treasure box, which is the boundary zone.
So, Philippe, one question regarding the terms of this deal. About 46 million shares are going over to O3. It comprises 17.5% of Cartier. Any lockup terms or any other terms we should be aware of within this deal?
Oh, yes, indeed. And there were several conditions that were spelled out in our press release. They've got 2-year standstills. They have a top-up agreement, and they're locked up, obviously, for a certain amount of time. And we've also crafted an investor rights agreement that are along the same lines as the one that we have with Agnico Eagle. And we're also bringing on their current VP of sustainable development, Mirza Tavares Bello, who is, she's right at the forefront of what's being done in ESG right now. So she is now part of our board of directors. So it's a terrific addition to strengthen our team, going forward.
All right, Philippe, we'll post a link to the recent news that has come out of the company, and we're definitely going to follow up as some of this work gets started on this new consolidated, much larger project with already a bump in the resource. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Philippe regarding this deal or any of the work that's coming, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Cartier Resources, and we will be following up with Philippe as some more news, especially on the exploration front, is released. Philippe, thank you for the update today, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen.